Are we on?
Yes, we are on.
Okay. It's a pretty good burger. It's a pretty good burger. It's a pretty good burger. It's a pretty good burger.
Good day and welcome to episode 38 of the Montreal Burger Montreal. In this show, our heroes, Ed Hocko,
also known as Blark,
and Chris Zeke Hand, are joined by Frank Hashimoto. Obviously, if you're going to eat hamburgers in Montreal, you absolutely need to have your name end with a hard K sound, just like this. K. They start the evening out at the Swishy.
Nothing but that.
Fancy and extremely upscale restaurant, Deca 77. Zeke points out to Blork and Frank that sometimes chain restaurants make very good hamburgers. Blork adores the bathroom at Deca 77 and then stops
paying attention to what Zeke says.
Deca 77 is located at 1077 Drummond. They're open Monday to Friday from 11:30 in the morning to 2:30 in the afternoon, and Monday to Saturday from 5:30 in the afternoon to 10:30 at night. And their phone number is 514-934-1077. The Montreal Burger Report is a radio show, podcast,
iMac, iBook, iPod,
blog,
web, and log.
Something or other, whereupon Blork and Zeke go out, have a couple of burgers, some beer, and in very generalized terms, try to inform you about the good burgers in Montreal, the great burgers in Montreal, the best burgers in Montreal, and everything else related to burgers in Montreal.
Why the hell did you choose Fire Grill?
Why did I choose Fire Grill? It's always tough, you know, whenever we start thinking about where we're going to go this week, I look at the list of places we have, and there are many on there. Something that I like about Fire Grill, it's a steakhouse and sort of a smokehouse kind of thing a little bit, mostly steakhouse, but it's, I used to go to the outlet they had on the South Shore, because it was next to a cinema I would go to sometimes, and I went in there for ribs a few times, and there, you know, there were decent ribs. As you know, it's not a great rib town here in Montreal, but they were respectable, good old plate of ribs. Anyway, so the reason why Fire Grill, I started thinking about, you know, the ribs and the smoke stuff and all that. And even though we're going there for burgers, not steaks or ribs, I just got the taste of a big old smoky steakhouse my mind.
One of those half-pound burgers where they slap on the fanciest cheese.
I will not be having a second
and
burger.
And the barbecue sauce and all the things you adore
It's something different. You know, like, I'm generally not big on chains, although it's actually a small chain. And it seems, you know, on my limited experience, they seem to be doing things fairly well.
I think the reason why they closed on the South Shore is primarily because it was such a big restaurant. You know, it was too big for the... If the restaurant had half the size, half as many tables, they probably would have stayed open, but they're just... It's like the biggest restaurant in the area for, you know, fairly pricey meals that people over there don't necessarily want to pay for.
But, you know, that said, it is a chain. It is kind of, there is a production line feel to it.
Delalo is a chain as well.
It's true. Different kind of chain, though.
But, Dick Ann's is a chain.
Dick Ann's is a chain.
Chains, I'm slowly learning, are not necessarily bad.
But I think, like, the difference is a chain like Dick Ann's or Delalo, even though they might have some ambitions of becoming the next, you know, Burger King or whatever, you know, realistically they're really dealing with things one store at a time. Whereas a place like Fire Grill,
which only
has a corporate office behind it, it has a bunch of knobs and ties.
I would figure out
how to make this thing really big.
They have two knobs and ties. They have two outlets. It can't support that much.
I think they have three. I'm not sure. But
They had three when they had the South Shore one.
Well, maybe there's another one opening soon. Anyway,
they say yes, Laval is opening soon.
Right. But, you know, when I look at Fire Grill, it reminds me of that, what's that crazy Italian place in the AMC Forum? It's got these two people's names.
Guido and Angelina.
Was it? Guido and Angelina. Which, you know, is 90% marketing, 10% restaurant. Although, no. I've actually had a couple of decent meals there. I've also had a couple of bad meals there.
I had a complete head spin on that. Same guys who own this place.
All right.
On that. And I don't think Vito and Angelina's is supposed to be a chain.
Well, there's two of them, and they want to grow.
Oh, in the same way that I don't think this place is going to be a chain.
No, you look at the backstory and the back marketing behind there. They created cartoon characters. Mm-hmm. They've got all this kind of stuff. They absolutely want that to be a big chain. There's no question. I know somebody you worked on their marketing back when they were first opening.
Okay.
They had an entire marketing team developing all this backstory about the two characters, all those animations, there's cartoon books, all that kind of stuff.
To me, it's just this place I've eaten at, had a wonderful, wonderful time. This place being Deca 77. Okay. I suppose we hadn't mentioned it on microphone yet.
All right.
And at which point, we're like, huh? So, a really high-end, very cool restaurant. Then also has, yes, a sort of mid-level, less expensive type of restaurant. Cool, I can understand that entirely. We got to get you guys out of, like, the suburbs.
Hey, okay, we're out of the suburbs now. This is only...
We're going to a place that is in the suburbs.
No, it's not in the suburbs. Right there on Stanley Street, downtown Montreal.
I know, but the Fire Grill...
Blocked from the heart of the city.
From my perspective, it could be exactly in...
Yeah. I have no idea what the decor of this one's like because I've never been in it. But when you go into the one that I had, you know, that is now closed, it really, you know, it has that sort of thing of suburban mall chain.
My guess is this is going to be the same one.
Yeah, but the food was good.
From what I could tell, it's like Baton Rouge.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's like a Baton, you know, it's like big old booths and stuff like that. Like way too much space, high ceilings, waiters who, you know, are interchangeable. You know, it's like they have a can of waiters in the back. They just peel off the pop top and pull out a waiter. You know, they're it's serviceable and functional and all that. But the food was actually pretty good.
You guys are all talking mall culture.
Yeah, it's totally mall culture.
And at which point, I'm nodding my head vigorously.
Okay. There you go. Well, it's the reality of living in a place where you have ample space, lots of quiet, big fluffy trees, bad restaurants. Anyway, enough of the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're still here, Chris? And supposedly the onion rings at the Fire Grill are remarkable.
No, that was the one thing that jumped out at me. Is it's not the onion rings. Is they basically just, slice an onion.
Yeah.
And then batter it and, and fry it.
Like a blooming onion.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Notice your head, my head.
Yeah, my last head was like that. So I feel redeemed.
Sort of like
and we're probably paying about $9 a three-quarters pint per year, aren't we?
No, imagine it's a full pint. They do have the official Sleeman's logo on it, I do like the sort of Mama Bear, Papa Bear, and Baby Bear.
I know. We end up like blah, 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 blah before we go. By the time we get there, I get so wrapped up in eating the burger, I don't talk very much. And blah, 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 blah. Now we forget all the gushiness and all that.
This is why we have now. Notice how I bring the checklist.
I know.
We will eventually get to the burgers, but you are seeing a burger report in action. If you notice, Ed and I regularly disagree.
I know. But that's what gives this, it's a Siskel and Ebert, you know. If we agreed all the time, it'd be boring.
Okay, now technical question. We had the Mama Bear, Papa Bear, and Baby Bear heads. Are we waiting for you to finish the beer?
Slay that beer.
Are you chugging?
I have to hit inspect the plumbing. Excuse me. This place reminds me a little bit of the suburban restaurant chain thing we were talking about before, in one respect. Something about the decor, first of all, and second of all, when you go to the bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry? Not so much in here, but just once you get out around there and you start heading towards the washrooms, just the way things are located and stuff. And because here's one thing that suburban restaurants do really well are the bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. You guys, we can.
They're spacious. They're always sparkling clean, assuming you're going to a decent one. And the hand dryers blow so hard they almost tear your hands off.
Oh yeah, the
super blowers or whatever. Yeah,
you are entirely wrong.
Sorry, you almost never get those in the city, except here. They have one here. Let's divide it three ways, and you pay them all. Yeah.
how much do you think the bill is?
I'm guessing they're charging us $7 a pint. Seven times.
And I have a special.
What's special about it?
Smith.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't even know that was Smithwick's.
So quick, do the math.
Where's my calculator? So we had 7 pints all together? Times, and I'm guessing an average of 7 a pint. That's 49. I'm betting it's with tax. Yeah, it was 62.
Wow.
What the fuck? Holy shit.
No, she got everything right. That's what I was looking at saying. Holy fuck.
That's,
we can have another beer.
Jeez. Mental note.
Uh-huh.
Stop here on the way to the bus.
The other ones are $4.50 each.
$4.50 for a pint?
It's probably because it's happy hours.
That's what it says, yeah.
Okay.
Senka said
no,
special.
That's a good price. That's an excellent price. If you want, I've got a thing on my thing. It's $37. I can actually, I've got a tip calculator here.
I was just going to say 7 times $1.50 is $10.50, at which point $47.50.
So it's the amount is $37.
I normally do a dollar to a, anywhere between $1 and $2 per beer.
Tax rate is so. If we were to be generous and give 20%,
he's not listening to me at all.
I know. I didn't totally hear what you said. If we were to round it up, we should give 44.
No, I'd make it 47. So give me $7.
This is handy for restaurants, though, because it considers things like tax, and it gives 10, 15, or 20%, mm-hmm. and it gives the option to round up. You can divide it by X number of people. It's very handy. I mean, you can figure it all out on your own, but this does it a lot faster.
I beat you to that. I said 37.50 or 47.50.
How much do you want?
I just want...
For me?
We're going to comp him a couple of bucks. Do you mind? $8.
You comp me a couple of bucks?
Yeah, we're tossing in 20 each and you toss in 8.
Why? Why am I subsidized?
Yeah, 12, 8, 20.
Huh?
No, wait a minute. I'm putting in
44. No, I want it to come out to a total of 47 or 48.
All I have is a 10. That's okay. 50. That's too much. Oh, wait. No, I got a ton of change here.
And I'm not worried about paying my 20. It's more I'm worried about you.
What is this?
The grind, how they grind the meat in terms of do they do it themselves on the premises?
Want $8?
Yeah, I want $8.
Or do you want $7?
I want $8.
They can give you $7. There's $8.
There you go. Okay.
Thank you for listening to episode 39 of the Montreal Burger Room. Ed Hocko, also known as Clark, and Chris Zeke Hands, pre-burger discussion of Deca 77 with special guest Frank Hashimoto. Don't touch that screen dial, browser, or mouse. And be sure to listen in, download, or otherwise hear episode 40 of the Montreal Burger Report next week when Zeke emphatically explains he wants to know where the meat he eats comes from.
Which way does he go, George? Which way does he go?
Zeke suggests changing their itinerary and going to M-Burger instead. Blurk gets all excited about the open kitchen concept at Fire Grill.
I'm so excited!
Our heroes order and inquire about the size of the onion. And Zeke worries that the waitress didn't hear his request for a rare burger. What will Blurk think of the bathrooms at Fire Grill? Who forgets to recite the menu? Why does Blurk insist that the Fire Grill burger is not a sloppy burger? And why does Blurk worry about the amount of barbecue sauce? Find the answer to these and other questions next week in episode 40 of the Montreal Burger Report. Ed Hocko, also known as Blurk, and Chris Zeke Hands, pre-burger discussion at Deca 77 and Walk the Fire Grill with special guest Frank Hashimoto. Same burger time, same burger channel. The Montreal Burger Report talks about hamburgers, cheeseburgers, and sliders. Call them what you want, eat them whenever you want. The Montreal Burger Report eats them and then talks about them. The Montreal Burger Report also talks about beer. Sometimes the Montreal Burger Report talks about fries. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was written and produced by Chris Zeke Hand. If you have any suggestions, comments, or just want to get in touch with us, we can be reached via email at montrealburger@gmail.com or on the web at montrealburger.wordpress.com. We'd graciously like to thank CKUT for their support, Brad Sliding Together for the music, and you for listening.